Welcome to the Reform Media Review. My name is Jim Cassidy. I'm the pastor at Calvary Church of Amwell here in Ringgoes, New Jersey. And I'm joined this morning by Camden Busey. Camden, it's good to have you with us this morning. Tell us about this book, The Gospel at Work, by Sebastian Traeger and Craig Gilbert.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. It's great to be with you. Yeah, this book here, The Gospel at Work, the subtitle is How Working for King Jesus Gives Purpose and Meaning to Our Jobs. Sebastian Traeger and Greg Gilbert. Many people be familiar with Greg Gilbert, and I'll introduce Sebastian to you in a second. This book is published by Zondervan. They've had a good string of really solid books coming out. Two books, notably, on working and how to work for God's glory. Last episode, we talked about Matt Perman's fantastic book, What's Best Next? How the Gospel Transforms the Way You Get Things Done. Love that book. And we have here now also a very good book, The Gospel at Work. Sebastian Traeger is an elder at Capitol Hill Baptist Church in Washington, D.C. Many people will be familiar with that church because of its connection with Nine Marks Ministries, as well as their senior pastor there. I think that's his title, Mark Dever. Greg Gilbert was also an associate pastor at that church, and so I believe that's probably how these two gentlemen were connected. Sebastian Traeger, as far as I can understand, seems to have written a good chunk of this book because a lot of the illustrations and examples are written in the first person, and then his name is in parentheses after them. But I would imagine Greg Gilbert has also supplemented this in a very helpful way with different theological insights. So it's a very well done co-authored book. Sometimes it's hard to say that, but this book is seamless, and it's very usefully co-authored. Sebastian Traeger spent 15 years starting and building various web businesses, so he has a lot of experience out in the business world. He co-founded FiveStreet.com, Razoo.com, which was a website for crowdfunding different nonprofits, Christianity.com, I don't even want to know how much that domain name cost, and then Silas Partners. So he has a lot of experience, and he speaks from that experience and provides a lot of helpful illustrations. This book is about vocation in one sense. It's also just about, but it's not a theological book, I should say. So it's a book about Christians working wherever they may work. We're all called to various tasks, whether that be in ministry, whether that be founding websites, whether we are working in a lunchroom. No matter what we do, we're all called to work. It's part of our lives. And we work to serve others. We work to do things, and that is to serve our employers, but we also glorify God by doing things in a right way and out of a heart that desires to please Him. That's the beauty of the Reformed doctrine of vocation, that we can sweep floors or we can preach sermons, neither of which are more holy than the other.
That's right.
So this book is very helpful in providing meaning to our day-to-day jobs. Let me go over a couple of the chapters in this book. I really enjoyed this book. Read it front to back, read every word of it, really enjoyed this one. The introduction talks about this, the challenge. I mean, it's tough, especially in men's groups. Sometimes the men, kind of really talk about the challenges in their daily life. And sometimes it's hard. You just go to a job you don't love, or you just have a real hard time understanding what you do and how it's significant, not only to your organization, but to the world and to God's plan. This book helps you understand those things, and it helps you get a God, driven understanding, a biblical perspective on what we do day to day. Chapter one is a tough one for a lot of guys, especially, but also women. Here it's on the idolatry of work. And sometimes we treat our work as an idol. It becomes kind of our defining thing. Whenever you encounter somebody new, what's one of the first things you usually ask them? Well, what do you do? Well, why is that? Because for many of us, it's, what we do is so bound up with our identity. For a lot of people, that can be their family, their kids. For others, it can be, the sports they play or the school they attend. But for most people, I think a lot of their identity is strictly bound up with their vocation. But then chapter two talks about idleness. So they have this play on words, idle and idle. Idol and idle. You know what I mean? I-D-O-L and I-D-L-E.
Right. The two extremes.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so the whole book works off of those two poles, that we can treat our work as an idol and serve it as our master, or we can treat our work with idleness, and that is, you know, just check in once in a while, mail it in, basically, that we're kind of just at work 9 to 5 or 8 to 4, whatever you may be doing, but you're not working hard. You're not doing your best. You're certainly not glorifying God in what you do. And also, if your employer knew everything that you were doing, you wouldn't be pleasing him or her. So the book is trying to address those two poles and help us have a healthy gospel approach to that. Chapter 3 is the gospel in the workplace, you know, and they do talk about, you know, how might you share your faith with others? How might you do that appropriately? What wouldn't be appropriate, you know, and what's good about that? Chapter 4 is the king's purposes in our work. Chapter 5, how should I choose a job? That can be really helpful, especially for younger folks. And then others, you might be unemployed or people that would want to change positions. You know, what should you think about in terms of, you know, looking for and choosing a new career? Chapter 6, how do I balance work, church, and family? That's a challenge. Mm. Oh, man. Jim, yeah. I would imagine you struggle with that probably as much as I do.
Well, yeah, I mean, pastors, this is a challenge for us, just as it is for, even though there's so much overlap between church and life, nevertheless, the balance still needs to be there, and borders to be drawn between them.
Yes,
as well.
Exactly, and you've got to care for all these different spheres of your life, different aspects, and they really address in a helpful way how to do that. Again, this isn't a book on theology of work. However, it's very practical, and it is based upon solid theology. So if you're looking for, you know, a systematic theological approach to vocation, this is not the book. But if you're looking for a book that addresses the challenges of your daily life as they apply to your vocation, this is exactly the book. Chapter 7, how do I handle difficult bosses and coworkers? Yes, please. Chapter 8, what does it mean to be a Christian boss? That is very important to think about. You know, how do you love others? How do you care for them? I'm thinking of the Westminster Confession of Faith, which talks about superiors and inferiors. You know, a lovely section that talks about how to love one another in various roles. You know, sometimes you need to love and serve those who are in authority over you, but it's no less a responsibility to love and serve those whom you are in authority over.
It's all part of the fifth commandment.
It is, right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And precisely, it's an extension of the fifth commandment. So chapter 8, they're very significant. Chapter 9, how can I share the gospel at work? I already mentioned. Chapter 10, is full-time ministry more valuable than my job? No. Maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, it depends on what you're talking about. So take a look there at chapter 10. And then a conclusion, defining success. I think it could be really useful, everyone, for personal reading. But I think it would also be useful for men's groups, but depending on your target and your goal, it might not be the first book you want to do. Sometimes the men's groups are helpful to focus on issues of sanctification and other type things. And this book would fall in there, but if you're looking for something, you know, maybe you've done some books on repentance or fatherhood, or we just did recently The Enemy Within by Chris Lundgaard, which is basically a reworking of two John Owen books, one of which is The Mortification of Sin. That's a great book, probably one of the best books you could do for a men's group. If you've nailed some of those, this book, I think, would be right up next. It was something you want to do in a men's group or even a small group. And it does have helpful discussion questions at the end of each chapter. So can be very conducive to that kind of study and very applicable. And it's something that matters to everybody because everybody works. Whether or not you get paid for the work you do is another question, but everybody labors, and we need to understand how to do it to God's glory. So I love this book as well, and a very useful one. It's from Zondervan. You can read it very quickly and read it many times and still get a lot out of it each and every time. So
wonderful. Thanks for those comments, Camden. That is The Gospel at Work, How Working for King Jesus Gives Purpose and Meaning to Our Jobs, published by Zondervan, by Sebastian Traeger and Greg Gilbert. This has been the Reformed Media Review.